Hello. Welcome back. Yes, welcome back to your favorite shit podcast. It is the worst footballing podcast, possibly the worst podcast in existence. It is The Reducer. With me, lead scum, Howard H. Smith, with David Rothney, Man City fan.
Hello.
And with David Klein, Liverpool fan.
Hello there.
Hi, guys. Sorry, a bit of a slip of coffee there for the listener. Tasty. Now you want coffee. So we did say that we were going to finish up on the free transfer 11, and we will get to that. That's a promise, everybody. But there's a few bits to speak about. Firstly, and I just want to throw this stat out there that I can't get out of my head, which I think is absolutely amazing. So this is the first football season since 1930 that Stanley Matthews, Peter Shilton, or Gianluigi Buffon has not started in a league game. Those three players' careers span from 1930 to last season.
Wow.
That's
pretty incredible. Mind blown.
Is it?
Where did you get that from?
The Athletic, nice one. Off everybody goes to listen to The Athletic. See you, really? Bye, bye, everyone.
That's
fuck
a good
you.
Stat.
That is amazing.
Struggle for better stat all year for that.
But that sounds like it required some research, though. So I'm a bit disappointed with you, Alan.
Mate, only listening to a podcast that I was listening to anyway. Do you know
still
what I mean?
Still classed as research.
Fair point.
Peter Shilton.
you have referenced another source. So.
Remember that? That's a guess.
It's just insane. Absolutely insane. Anyway, look, there you go. Hopefully,
I remember seeing a football match where England playing in when I was in Germany with the commentator, and Peter Shilton was in goal, and the German commentator just comes over with Peter Shilton, 46 Jahre alt, Wein, Wimmen, und Whisky.
I left out betting.
And that's just what he said, as he was just, you know.
Just, I think you better translate fantasy. That for the listener.
Do you ever think
40 years old, wine, women, and whiskey?
Well, hopefully it was 40 years old and not 4 years old.
Yeah, 40. Yeah. But yeah, it was just that kind of wow. Wasn't expecting that. But
I think that sums up how, certainly then and up until fairly recently, I think that sums up how the German nation view English football.
Yeah.
You know, just like, look at them. Look at them kicking it around, wheezing.
Yeah,
you know,
and getting drunk.
Yeah, and now spending more money on one player than they ever have done before as a league, and it's an Englishman. And Bayern, all figures not in at the time, reckon that they sold more merchandise on the day Harry Kane signed than they had done ever in their history in one day. So,
wow.
I know the old the Germans are really, really bought into Kane, and do you know what? So have I. I'm totally into this move. I'm interested in the German league now, and there was an amazing sense of pride, which I apologize for in advance, but there was a real sense of pride. Kane killing it, Bellingham. I mean, first game of the season, everyone comes trudging off the coach. And they are all looking miserable with their headphones on. Chief of misery, Ancelotti, off the bus, not looking at anybody, eyes fixed straight ahead, not looking at the cameras, kids being ignored for autographs. Jude Bellingham comes off the bus, stops on the steps, sees everyone, takes his headphones off, smiles at the camera, autographs the lens, walks over, starts shaking hands with everybody, signing autographs, happy as Larry. 20 years old, goes out, smashes the game. Stands in front of the away end with his arms wide open going, see that? And I'm just thinking, when the fuck did this happen? Mm. You know, it's like, remember, too many foreigners coming in the game. Oh, it'll raise standards. Oh, will it, balls? Yes, it will. It has. We are so many years past that now.
Yeah.
That you do forget. Look at the premium placed on English players. I mean, it's insane. Atletico Madrid reaching over to the UK and wanting Kieran Trippier.
Mm.
That's mad.
Yeah. Loftus Cheek at AC Milan.
Yeah. Yeah. The wardrobe. The wardrobe
I like
has been
him,
moved.
But anyway,
Jordan Henderson wanted by the Saudis.
Yes, for his LGBT views. Yeah. Brilliant.
That's
absolutely brilliant.
On it
well,
goes.
Look, I mean, let's do a brief recap. Everybody knows we're Liverpool, Man City, Leeds. Well, everyone, both of you know that are listening. Yep. That's the order. I'm not going to go on about basically we had an owner who was going to sell to the 49ers. And what he didn't tell anybody was that all of the players that we signed in the transfer window, all of the players that we signed in the summer, all had release clauses upon relegation. Not just if you stay, it's a 60% drop in wages. If we get relegated, here's an out. And some players have also got release loan agreements. This is a new thing that, or at least certainly to my ears, it's a new thing. So we've literally, so we gave Jack Harrison a brand new 4-year contract in February when we were 2 points above the relegation zone after we didn't sell him to Leicester, which includes a relegation loan clause. Now he's at Everton, essentially, you know, in the Championship anyway. But it's just bizarre that we've told all these players we want to keep them, but if we get relegated, they can bugger off. And the frustrating thing behind this is, and again, what we now find out is, it turns out that our owner, Reggiani, who now owns Sampdoria. Sampdoria fans, are you listening? No. Basically, he couldn't fund Leeds United if we got relegated and kept the Premier League wage bill. The club could not would fold if the 49ers didn't take over. So I think what Rogiani's done is basically gone, right, look, we need to have as low a wage bill as possible because I can't run the club. And if the 49ers aren't around, then there's going to be major problems. So I kind of understand it, but he's kind of done what's best for him and the club, the best of two shit solutions. But what it's left us in a position whereby all the players we let go, we get nothing for. Leicester, well, they've brought in about 90 million in transfers. Southampton, they've brought in 70 million in transfers, and we have brought in, wait for it, nothing. Not a penny.
Have you sold Tyler Adams?
Sorry. Yes, we have. I think it's over 20 million. So about 24 million, I think, something like that. Yeah. But and genuinely, I think there's a chance we wouldn't have got relegated if Adams had been able to continue playing. But I've got no problem with him going. He even said at the time that he was frustrated. He couldn't help us. He could help fight and all the rest of it. So
I've got a question though. So a couple of things. First of all, on the release loan issue, that's good because it means that somebody else is paying the wages of Jack Harrison. Obviously, you don't have the player, but the wages have been paid. On the second thing, so you're saying that these release clauses, what it means, they can go for free.
Yeah, it means that basically they go to the loan release clause means
thing. You say you've not brought in any transfers, but loads of people have left.
Well, what we're not doing is we're not selling players because we've been relegated. Then the player has the whip hand because basically they can turn around and say, well, look, you know, your wages have been your wages will now be reduced by 60%. So you're straight on the phone to the agent going, yeah, get me the fuck out of here. The minute a player says, get me the fuck out of here, the club don't want to keep him. So off they go. And they go on loan. So for instance, Robin Koch, who's got 1 year left on his contract, goes on loan.
Yeah.
So we get his wages off, but we don't get any transfer fee. The thing is, it does make sense for somebody like Brendan Aaronson, who we paid 25 million for, and I doubt anybody else would pay 25 quid for after seeing his performance last season. So he's got 4 years to run on his contract. If we sell him for 10 million, that is 15 million FFP that we've just spunked in one go.
That's the thing, isn't it? Which is why FFP is complete nonsense.
So he goes on loan. He could never play for Leeds again, but could be a Leeds player for the next four seasons.
Yeah. And, you know, obviously, it's obviously I've, you know, a City fan criticising FFP, obviously. But but these are the other unintended consequences of the complete nonsense that is FFP. The idea that you can't sell them because you'll book a loss and then that'll put you into, you know, into a loss situation. I mean, the whole thing's just ridiculous. Yeah. Because it does. It does this to clubs like Leeds. Otherwise, you could sell these players. Okay, you'd sell them for less than you bought them, but at least you'd be bringing money in. But yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. But also, it's a damning indictment of the players we bought. You know, we were shit, and the players that we bought, there's not a fucking big queue to, there's no big queue to come and get them. The only and Nonto, who's refused to play, put in a transfer request, he's doing all the old school shit, is on a 4-year deal, so he can make as much noise as he likes. The club don't have to do a thing.
Yeah.
And he won't be on massive wages, so you know he's really gonna have to like fuck things up if he wants to leave. But anyway, sorry, that's Leeds. It's all fucking messy. But the high point, Daniel Farke, great manager.
He is great.
Best quote since he came in: "It's good to be back in the hardest league in the world." Oh yeah, the Premier League. Yeah, it's the best league in the world. The hardest league. That'd be the Championship.
Yeah, yeah.
More games, more teams, just
insanity
for a whole season.
Yeah. Yeah, and the best team doesn't often win it, you know, from a footballing perspective.
And the last two seasons, the club with the lowest average attendance has been promoted.
Right.
Luton and Bournemouth.
Right.
It's like, well, hang on. Okay, Bournemouth, parachute payments, Luton? Hey, really? You know, anywho, that's my bullshit out of the way. Dave, you were talking about in our reducer WhatsApp group. You mentioned is it Szoboszlai or
Szoboz? Yeah,
Dominic, he's looking very Szoboszlai. Good.
Oh, he's class,
isn't he? Just
he was. They said he's our answer to Kevin De Bruyne, and he's got that elegance about him.
Only a matter of time before he's back in the hospital then.
Well, I didn't know anything about him until, well, I'd seen him play for Hungary against England when they battered us 4-0.
Yeah.
So I knew of it, but I didn't expect us to be in for him. And therein lies I thought it was going to be exactly the same as it has been over the last, I've been spoiled really, because Liverpool have, you've not known about players they've been interested in or gone for, and they've just got them. And then the first thing you know about it is when you see them doing the presser with the shirt on and they're signed. So the mess that was the Casado transfer, I don't know. It felt like we had Brendan Rodgers back in charge.
I think Lavia was worse.
Oh, it was terrible. It was just ridiculous. I was likening it to the housing market. It's like if you go to a street where a house is on for 750 and everyone's offering 750, you don't say, "Oh, I'll give you 600." You pay what they're asking, because it was only a matter of time before somebody else would come in, i.e., Chelsea, and pay more than what they were asking for. What was it, 58?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, this is.
Sorry. No, I was just going to say, just as an aside, I wasn't going to add any value intellectually to it. I was just going to say that Casado is a bit like, you got the street of houses, and then you got Casado, which is a garage at the end of the road, which is suddenly on for, you know, how much did Brighton pay? 5 million?
Yeah. Yeah. Ridiculous.
Actually, I'm going to go row of terraced houses, right, that have been there for years and are worth a lot of money. And then somebody has erected an end of terrace in some spare land. And it's only a few years old. No one's lived in it very long. It might sink. and that's called the House of Casino.
Yeah. Now, it might come good. But anyway, yeah. Sorry, Dave, I interrupted you on your head of the analogy.
I think I was just disappointed that it was all public and a bit of a mess. And,
I'm not angry. I'm just disappointed.
Yeah, well, there's not the worst things going on in the world. So I wasn't quite losing it like some of the fucking idiots on YouTube. So I've actually stopped following some of the Liverpool fan channels on YouTube because just absolute bellends idiots. You know, I don't know everything about football, but, you know, I do have a sense of perspective about these things.
Yeah.
This guy's going, Klopp's got to go. The FSG, get him out of the club. Just get, close
who are
the
you
stadium.
Talking to? Who's saying this?
it's some Irish guy, this mad Irish guy, this mad bald Irish guy. You got to look him up, honestly. I can't even remember his name and I don't want to get.
Yeah, we don't want to give him any props.
Two million followers.
I was just like, shut up. Just calm the fuck down. It's just football, you know? We'll get someone in. And sure enough, you know, I knew of him from the Japanese national team. Well, Endo coming in, I'm like, yeah, great. We've got a body in. You know, he's more than a body. He's pretty useful. But everyone's like, oh, no, he's shit. He only costs 16 million. It's like, no, he's a skillful player. He's a bit of a journeyman. And you look at his stats, you know, in terms of what he's done. It's just, he's basically, they're comparing him, saying in terms of the game time he's had, he's not played as many games as he should have for someone his age. And he looks about 10. I saw him turn up and he's like doing the presser and stuff after he signed. I thought, 30, he looks about 10.
And he speaks good English. He's supposed to be a really nice guy. And he's 30. He's four years younger than the guy you sold.
Oh, exactly. And he's could be a combination replacement for James Milner and Hendo. Great signing. I said Endo for Hendo. Brilliant.
Yeah, yeah. Endo. And you've got McAllister. So it's signing everybody with names of previous players. So
yeah,
I'm looking forward
to
Rush arriving.
fucking hell. Don't remind me that he played for fucking Leeds, please. And it took him a year to score.
Yeah.
The other thing was, he's all right, but if we don't, this is Endo, he's all right, but if we don't get anyone else in, it's been a massive disappointment, the window. It's like, no. You look at the people we got rid of. Naby Keita, always injured.
Yeah.
Barely played.
Yeah.
Ox, injured.
Always injured, never played.
Yeah, exactly. So you look at who we've got rid of. If we've got
Milner, always fit.
Yeah. Well, then therefore Endo is a good replacement for Milner. You know, he's a utility player. He can play in a range of positions. So shut up. Just see how we get on. We've reduced the wage bill as well. You've got four people off it that we no longer have to pay huge money for. And I just think I can work. There's talk of them going for Andre from Fluminense in Brazil in January. Let's wait for that then. If the season's over and they don't need him anymore and they want to sort of cash in on him, so to speak, then let's wait till January. It's like, shut up, just calm down. Plus, we got Badgetich back. He's a young player.
Yeah.
Very good in the holding role. So, yeah, anyway.
It's not all doom and gloom.
Isn't. I mean, the fact we got McAllister and Szoboszlai in really early and they look class. Quality, you know. So
yeah,
it's not a bad thing. We've got the smallest squad in the Premier League. Yeah, whatever. That means players will get more game time then.
Yeah,
I totally agree.
It wasn't really a rant after all, was it? I was just more flabbergasted at how poorly it was handled. The PR on it was terrible. The whole Casado debacle, you know.
Yeah, I love the way now as well that like. Fans, as you were saying there, get a bit confused and it's like, oh, like we haven't signed so-and-so player or we're going there. Get rid of the manager.
Oh, I know.
He's in his car coming back from the player's house going, well, yeah, he said no. Sorry, guys.
Yeah. Get rid of him then. He wants to go to Chelsea. Sack Klopp.
Yeah, exactly. But that
who wants
that
to live in London and not Liverpool.
Yes. Yeah, which is like clearly Caicedo and Lavia. And I, to be fair, do you know what? I listen to a lot of football podcasts. And the discussion over Caicedo and Lavia and both preferring Chelsea, and do you know what? Preferring to live in London never came up once. I was really disappointed. Yeah. It was everyone's like, well, it's this, it's that, it's moved, it's a fresh club, it's the manager, it's here. Nobody, no, unless of course it was being deliberately avoided, because you know that starts another debate that you know, whoever doesn't want to get into. But anyway, So Rothers, what do you reckon? How's your season looking?
Well, I mean, De Bruyne is out, so you know. We're handicapped, giving everybody a chance. You know, got three months now, basically.
I tell you what, though, that centre-back you've bought...
Guardiola.
He is absolutely... We tried to buy him in our... in the first season we got up, everybody has been watching that player. And the reason there wasn't a transfer war is just one simple reason. Everyone's looked at him and gone, yeah, he's made for Pep. So what's the point? Yeah, we're going to get outbid, so let's not bid. Because that player that good, and only City were in for him.
Yeah.
And he is that good. He really is. So, yeah. I mean, I like, you know, everyone's mentioned like the players that were leaving. Well, yeah, this guy's amazing. And you're looking at Doku as well, bringing him in, the Belgian winger.
Yep, that's right. That's signed. That's done.
For Mahrez.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, I mean, it's this is mainly an emotional thing rather than, because, you know, I'm defer to Pep. They know what they're doing, right?
Here comes the Gundogan loving.
No, obviously I love Gundo, but it's more the fact that, you know, Foden playing in De Bruyne's role.
Yeah.
I mean, he was amazing against Newcastle. Palmer, you know, who's kind of making noises now saying, well, you know, I don't know if I'm going to stay or not. And the emotional side of you, you know, it's a homegrown player. You want to say it'd be great if, as a result of these players leaving, then the kind of homegrown players who have been on the production line come through. Cole Palmer's a good player, but City have gone out and bought Doku. It looks like we're going to buy Nunes from Wolves or Eze from, not Eze. Is it Eze from Palace?
No, he's just signed a new contract with
Palace. Not Eze, somebody else. Anyway, so you think, okay, so we're kind of bringing in more players. There's a bit of me that thought that this would be a nice opportunity for the Palmers. I mean, Phillips, for example, I mean, it looks like he's going to have to find another club, I'd say. He's not played. He didn't get on in the Charity Shield. He's not had a single minute on the pitch apart from pre-season. And the fact that Kovacic has just been incredible. I mean, he's just slotted in, Kovacic. And you'd have thought, surely that would have been the Phillips role. If you're going to play two holding midfielders, surely that was Phillips' chance. So it's sad, you know, on an emotional level, you feel sorry for Calvin Phillips. But, I mean, you don't need to feel sorry for Calvin Phillips because he's a very good footballer and he's a very rich man. But, you know, from an emotional perspective, I was hoping it'd be different. But from a football perspective, they know what they're doing, you know.
Yeah. Well, Liverpool have been linked with Phillips.
But yeah, I mean, that'd be a good... I mean, he's a good player. He could be an absolute...
There's no way City are going to sell him to Liverpool.
Somewhere, like Newcastle, West Ham.
Well, he was... I mean, look, you know, first season in the Prem, he lit the place up.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he proved that, he's a holding midfielder, but his range of passing is way better than Rice. Not saying he's a better player, but his range of passing is. Yeah. And you won't believe this, but he's rarely injured, and when he is, he comes back pretty quickly. But that's not the story of City. I've watched the Calvin Phillips documentary, which is him starting out at Leeds, ending up at Man City. The Man City part of the documentary basically just sits around going, I've never been injured. I've never been injured this long, right? And so it's really frustrating not getting any time, any minutes on the pitch. And and he's on the sofa with his dogs. Then it shows him driving around. Then he's back on the sofa with his dogs. Yeah, it's really frustrating. I'm just like, wow, half an hour of that, right? Okay, fair enough. It's longer than he's had on the pitch, so fair enough.
But obviously, you know, he was a hero at Leeds. So, what do you think he should do? What do you think Calvin Phillips should do?
Well, I still think that I think Bielsa, oh, sorry, I think Pep knows that there's a player in there because Bielsa rated him so highly. That's one of the reasons why I think you bought him, because you bought him from Leeds when Bielsa was still there. Well, actually, he wasn't, but he'd just gone.
Yeah. But he nurtured him, yeah.
But he nurtured him. So Pep knows that this guy's going to walk in and be fit as fuck and know what's expected. You know, that, like, literally he's been pre-washed for me. And then he's just been injured ever since. And Pep can't hang around for you to get fit. He's got to fill the holes. And Kovacic coming in,
it's like,
yeah, well, Kovacic coming in is like, look, this guy's fit, ready to go, proven. And, you know, do I give Calvin Phillips two or three games in that role? Well, if we lose those three games, that could be the fucking title.
Yeah.
That's the world we live in now. The world we live in is Leicester promoted, FA Cup winners, one summer transfer window.
Yeah.
And one January transfer window.
Yeah.
They didn't buy anyone. Relegated.
Yeah. Relegated. Yeah.
So now that is the precedent. If you don't buy anyone, you're going down.
You stand still.
You are asking for it.
Yeah.
And, you know, the proof is a team that was fighting for, you know, that won the Premier League and also won the FA Cup as recently as, what, 3-4 seasons ago. Mm. It's dangerous.
So has anyone done any odds on City for the quadruple?
I don't know. I've not seen any. You feel that we can't win it again, you know, the title. It feels like... four in a row? Nobody's ever won the Premier League 4 in a row. I mean...
Well, then there's a first time then.
I can't
see anyone touching you. Cannot see it.
I mean, Pep's out for a couple of games because he's got to have back surgery.
Yeah.
Well. And we do miss him when he's not on the touchline. But those two games are against Sheffield United and Fulham. De Bruyne is out till January.
I could see
February
you
potentially. I mean, no, I mean, listen.
I could see you winning everything.
I don't think we'll win everything because I don't think football works like that. Mm-hmm. But but yeah, I mean, I'm not going to argue against. I mean, it's just like what I've seen so far. We seem to be kind of more solid than we were last season in places. I mean, we're coming off the back of the treble. I mean, what do you want me to say? I'm not going to say we're going to win the title, but you're right. I can't see. But it's saying we're only two games in, right? You can't say.
Yeah.
You know, it's impossible to predict.
You can't predict.
And Arsenal, I mean, don't forget Arsenal. This wasn't something that, oh, they came close, so that's Arsenal done. They're going to...
Well, they've improved, without doubt.
Well, yeah. Rice is a great signing for them.
They've strengthened themselves.
So are we going to dash through these free transfers, or is that...
No, definitely. I definitely think there's... I'm not sure if we've still got any of the 11 kicking around anywhere.
I know I've looked in the archive, the bit of paper that I scribbled these down on, and I can't find it. But from memory, we've got Pirlo.
Yes.
We've got Milner. We've got Sol Campbell.
Buffon.
Right, okay. So we're getting there.
So we're short of a striker then.
Did we have a goalkeeper?
It was Buffon or Schmeichel, wasn't it?
All right,
Buffon. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Buffon.
Lewandowski up front.
So we had the likes. I mean, Gus Poyet. He was a free transfer to Chelsea.
So we're going midfield.
Yeah.
I think I might have the one.
We had Gary McAllister, don't forget.
We did, we had Pirlo, and I'm going to throw in another. And
We've got Milner as well, right? He can play anywhere.
Yeah. True. Yeah. So throwing in this guy, it's Juventus again. Right. So Juventus got Pirlo on a free. They got Buffon on a free, and this is my favourite. Well, favourite for a different reason. Buffon will always be the favourite, but this is my absolute favourite. Because he pissed all over Alex Ferguson. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Paul Pogba at Juventus. Pogba at Juventus.
Yeah.
The child who walked out of Man United.
He was 19, wasn't he, or something like that?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Rocked up at Juve and became a serial winner.
Yeah, good. Okay.
We've got a fairly packed midfield, and I tell you what, this team is really coming together, isn't it?
Yeah. Another striker, so Lewandowski. I was talking about Henrik Larsson, who went from Celtic to Barcelona.
Yeah, yeah. There's also, I hate to say it, but there's two here. There's two. Well, actually, no, there's one, because I've just remembered one wasn't a free. Zlatan to Man United for nothing.
Yes. Yes.
I mean,
and if it wasn't, yeah.
If it wasn't for an injury, he'd have done even more there.
No, it wasn't for the fact that it was Man United. I'd have him on my list. But I think you're right. I mean, you can't argue with that. I mean, it was a great, you know, you contrast that with Ronaldo, that it was a free. And Zlatan worked out. That's the last time Man United, did they win something last season, Man United? Ten Hag. They won
League Cup.
They won the Carabao, didn't they? Yeah. Prior to that, the only thing, the last time they'd won was under Mourinho with Zlatan. So, I think I'll go with that.
Two serial winners.
Yeah.
Okay. So what positions are we weak in at the moment?
We could do Sol Campbell as centre-back.
Yeah.
Because that was the Arsenal.
Yeah.
Tottenham. Arsenal. So we've got Buffon, Campbell, Milner, Pirlo, McAllister, Pogba, Larsson, Ibrahimovic.
Right. So we've got no defence apart from...
No, not at the moment.
Yeah, Buffon and Sol Campbell. Good luck, lads. well, I'm going to throw in a centre-back partner for Sol Campbell. And kind of proof that he's, the oldest player in the Chelsea lineup by a fucking mile at 38 and still doing it. Thiago Silva.
Yeah, good call.
On a free. But,
that's true. Yeah, that's brilliant. Yeah.
PSG to Chelsea. So, yeah, he's
nice. What about Matic, Dave?
Was he free?
Yeah, from Schalke.
He was, wasn't he? Yeah. Yeah. So he's been there. I was reading the other day, actually. He's been there 7 years.
Is he still there?
Yeah. Matip, yeah. Joel Matip.
Oh, Matip, not Matic.
Matip. Joel Matip.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you raise him?
As a free? Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
yeah, but he's not one of the greatest frees ever, though, is he?
For Liverpool, he's in our...
Yeah, but I mean, ever. This isn't Liverpool central.
Well, he's not blowing your skirt up straight away, is he? You know what I mean?
No. I mean, to be honest, I wouldn't even get out of bed, never mind get dressed.
He's not a very exciting player, but he's been good. He's been good. As a free, he's been good, but he's been part and parcel of that core of players that have led to our success over the last few years.
Can I just kind of make the point about how far down the tree he is?
Yeah.
Here's my suggestion. Cafu.
All right. Okay.
Was he free?
Yes. Yeah. Roma to Milan.
Wow.
Roma thought he was over the hill and cooked. So off he went. And he won the only thing that he'd never won, which was Champions League.
And one person we had on the original list, another midfielder, just from the City perspective, was Ali Bernabia.
Oh, yeah.
Who got us promoted, basically. And we've been in the Premier League ever since. So, is that right?
And then
it was under Keegan. Yeah,
just unexpectedly threw in the towel, didn't he?
I think he just got too old. He'd had enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who's in our midfield? Who's in our midfield?
Gary McAllister.
Pirlo.
Pogba.
Milner potentially, but Milner can play anyway.
What was it you said last time? McAllister's the Scottish Pirlo, and
yes, and Pirlo is the Pirlo
the Italian McAllister.
We've got Pogba. Well, look, I think somebody who'd fit in there really nicely, and I can't believe I mentioned him already. In the midfield, at this midfield, honestly, it's got to be this. Take anybody on, Ruud Gullit.
Oh, yeah, okay,
wow.
Sampdoria to Chelsea.
Yeah.
Also,
free
becomes manager.
Incredible.
Free. Well, he was on the slide.
Of course.
I mean, look how football has changed.
Mm.
Peaked at Milan, on the way downhill at Sampdoria. Oh, go down even further. Yeah, go on. Off to the knackers yard, the Premier League. Jesus, how times have changed.
Yeah. So this is a bit of a Pep 11 developing here because we haven't got... So we've got kind of versatile defenders, haven't we? We've got Silva, Thiago Silva, Sol Campbell. I think Milner's going to have to play. I mean, Milner played left back at City, so...
Hang on, shouldn't Milner be in his traditional position of on the bench?
No, because he's one of the best free transfers of all time.
Someone's got to be on the bench, and he is the best free transfer of all time put on a bench.
Put Pogba on the bench. Bernabéu goes in, Pogba can sulk, and then get a free transfer somewhere else.
To be
he can
fair.
Go to the worst free transfers 11 then.
Well, let's be honest. Milner is Leeds, so yeah,
exactly.
He's in.
Bernabéu is City, so Pogba goes on the bench. See how he likes them onions.
Do you see what Milner said about Liverpool? He said he when he left, he said, "I'll always be Leeds."
Yeah.
But Liverpool has left a mark on me like no other club.
Mm. Oh. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So hopefully his kids will be returned to him soon.
Brilliant.
David Alaba.
Oh, he's gone for it.
Yeah. But I suppose he's not Premier League, but we haven't got this. Isn't Premier League only?
No,
is it?
It's not Premier League. So fucking stick it in there.
Yeah, he's quite a good player.
Ever so slightly.
Yeah, I mean we're not going to go down the whole Messi Ronaldo crap, are we? Because Messi wasn't a great signing for PSG, was he? He was a free, but
yeah.
Do we have to pick Messi?
Hang on.
Milner instead of Messi. I mean, it's one of those.
Aren't we? Yeah, I mean, and this is a discussion being had around the world by football fans. Messi or Milner?
That old chestnut.
I've got to be honest. I don't see how the greatest living player does not make it into the best free transfers
Depends
ever.
Depends what we're doing, though. If we're looking at the free transfer, because there's free transfers that have been flopped.
The results of it.
So it's like Milner... He was a catalyst for Liverpool winning everything.
Everyone in this team was
the catalyst for City getting promoted. I realise I'm messy. I mean, Pogba presumably won stuff at... I mean, you're the Italian...
Serial winner. Yeah.
Messi won nothing at PSG.
Yeah. Not even the hearts of the fans.
No. So, sorry, Lionel.
Well, they did win the league. Twice. I mean, he won the league every season he was there, but they've won the league, you know, every season he wasn't there as well.
Who else plays in league? Oh, is it like Napoleon and Charles de Gaulle? I don't know, it's
maybe not the hotbed of talent that it once was. Although somehow the France football team has got two starting 11s that could beat most people, so they're doing something
that
right.
Is incredible, isn't it? Yeah, that's a very good point. I sit corrected. So all right, so what we're going to do with Messi, put him on the bench?
Stick him there,
yeah, we'll put him in right back, play him at right back.
Does for me.
Who's up front then?
Well, we've got Zlatan and Lars Henrik Larsson and Lewandowski.
Okay.
We've got an embarrassment of riches.
Yeah, I'm going to add another one to just add to the embarrassment. And this guy is like, I'd completely forgotten he was a free transfer.
Who?
Fucking Didier Drogba.
Oh, yeah.
Was
to
he?
Chelsea. Was free.
Oh.
Insane.
You blow my mind. That with the Peter Shilton. That's... Didier Drogba, free transfer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, in terms of impact, because when he arrived at Chelsea, I mean, didn't he dive for the first half of his time there? And then Mourinho kind of sorted him out, and then he just became this incredible player.
Yeah.
Yeah, he won things, didn't he? And he was a catalyst for them winning stuff, wasn't he, Drogba? He
Yeah,
was
yeah. And
excellent, wasn't he?
also I listened to the BBC African footballers top 10, where it's like the match of the day top 10. It's just African players. People who know a lot more about African football than I do had him as like, number two next to George Weah.
Yeah.
By the way,
George Weah.
there you go.
George
There,
Weah.
there's another.
George Weah's spell at City under Joe Royle.
The only winner of the World Footballer of the Year to play for Man City.
Yeah, that must have been interesting.
You
You'd
can
want to
only
be a
imagine,
fly on the
can't
wall for that. Yeah, Joe Royle with his can of cider.
Yeah, and future Liberian President George Weah.
That's a podcast, isn't it?
Got the
George and
what?
Joe.
Oh, George and Joe talking about their time together.
Yeah. Joe
Yeah.
Royle reflects on his time at Oldham Athletic while George Weah talks about military coups. I think that would be dynamite, wouldn't
Brilliant. Brilliant. And let's not forget Oldham, the first Premier League team to ever become a non-league team.
Oh, yeah.
That's, yeah.
Wow.
I
Wow.
know how the
Bloody hell.
mighty have fallen. Well, not
Bloody
really.
hell. Bloody hell. It
No,
can
they were a
happen.
great team under Joe Royle. Well,
It
not
can
great team, but I
happen.
mean, they were.
Do you remember that FA Cup semi-final when it looked like they were going to win and Mark fucking Hughes yet again in the last
Oh, yeah.
fucking minute,
Was that 90?
curly
Oh,
haired twat.
94.
Don't know.
It was. It was the Man United won it that year. They battered Chelsea, I think, 4-0 in the final.
Bloody hell! Well, yeah, it was. It just.
Yeah.
I have no words, clearly.
So George Weah, he had a it wasn't a great spell at City, so I think
Yeah,
we'll leave George
yeah, yeah.
out.
Let's we'll leave Georgia.
That's a bit of
I
a rabbit hole, but
got,
I think Drogba has to play, and I'd put him
yeah.
ahead of Ibrahimovic because I mean, if you think about it, Drogba won the title, didn't he?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, so I think Zlatan goes, we can have the most discontented squad in football, have Zlatan and Pogba and Messi on the bench, just scheming, leaving explosive devices under the manager's car. I think it'd be good.
That's an interesting angle.
Yeah, lads aren't happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're going to bomb your car.
Yeah, don't know
Seems
why.
a little
I don't know how
extreme,
we
if I'm
got there.
honest.
Well, what's this space? So I think we're
We're done, aren't we? That's it.
Yeah, I think it's there. I'll tell you what, Rothers, do you just want to read out every single player that we've got in this? And let's face it, it's a squad. We've tried to do or are we get let's go for the 11 now then. Let's go for the 11.
Goalkeeper.
Buffon.
Buffon.
I'm saying
Right.
Buffon over Schmeichel because of the transfer. Buffon went on to obviously win tons. Schmeichel just fucked off to a small club.
Right back.
Alaba?
Ooh, I hang on.
No.
Who are the defenders we've got again?
We've got Thiago Silva, Sol Campbell,
Joel Matip, you mentioned.
Milner.
Milner.
Messi.
Eh?
No, it's just a joke.
All right,
It's a
okay.
joke. Yeah.
Who are the centre backs?
Well, we've got Thiago Silva and Sol Campbell at
And Sol
centre back,
Campbell.
which is brilliant.
Right
Yeah.
back was. Who was a
We
right
don't have
back?
a right back.
Didn't have a right back. That's Milner then, isn't it? He can play at right
Yes.
back.
Yeah, there you
Yeah.
go.
Put
That's
him
where
in.
we fit him in.
So who's our
Yeah.
left back? Did we
Oh,
have a
hang on.
left back?
Cafu was in there.
Oh, Cafu. Good call.
Cafu.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, Cafu. Yeah. Good thing about.
Defensive midfielder.
Well,
We haven't got one.
we don't
Right.
need one.
Don't
We've
need one.
got
Well,
we've
maybe
got
Pogba.
McAllister,
Yeah.
Firlough.
I think maybe Pogba as a holder, like he does for
Yeah.
France.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Centre mid.
Well, we've got Pirlo.
Right.
We've got
Yeah.
Benabia. We've got Hullet.
McAllister.
McAllister.
I think put Bernabéu on the bench.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So Hullett, Pirlo, and McAllister.
Lovely.
So that's three. So we got four. Yeah.
I don't know who's getting the champagne in.
Are we gonna should we put Messi in?
No, because the transfer was shit. He can be on the bench.
Larsson and Drogba.
So it's a bit of a low block then.
Hang on. Didn't we have
Lewandowski? Drogba and Lewandowski up front. That's quite.
But again, Lewandowski hasn't really done much. And Barcelona haven't done much. Oh, they won the league.
Yeah.
I take it back.
With all that attacking talent, why are we playing a low block?
He was a free transfer to Bayern, wasn't he?
Why are we playing a low block with all that attacking talent?
Well, I don't think we are playing a low block.
We're not.
Are we not? All right. No. Sounds like it.
Have you seen that midfield? They're all the least attacking player is Paul Pogba. I mean, you know. If it gets any low block, you just wanted to say low block, didn't you? That's it. You just wanted to say it.
That's the modern low block.
Yeah.
Well, it's not an official football podcast. If someone doesn't say low block, this will be taken down.
Yeah, that's it.
Low block or high press.
So we're going to be overloading, are we? It's just fucking nonsense.
Yeah. Are we Gagan pressing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because my Gagan's at the repairs at the moment.
Yeah.
So Drogba and so Lewandowski was a free to Bayern Munich though, wasn't he?
No, he's a free to Barcelona. Oh no, you're right.
Well, I don't know. I'm going to check.
No,
it.
You're right. No, you're right. Borussia Dortmund to Bayern Munich. He was free. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's got to start.
I'll give you the. So he netted 30 goals in his first full season at Bayern, winning consecutive Golden Boot awards from 2017 to 2019, as well as five straight Bundesliga titles.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's a free transfer. I mean, obviously, Bayern winning the Bundesliga isn't news, but I think we can say that he took to it well. So we'll have him and Drogba up front.
Yes, absolutely, because they are the two best free transfers of the players that we talked about.
Yeah.
Who impacted the club and stayed for a decent length of time and won multiple trophies, definitely.
Yes.
So that's the 11.
Amazing.
That is the 11, folks. You heard it here with your very own ears as it came together beautifully.
But can they do it on a Wednesday night in Stoke? I mean, that's the thing. I think they can. I think we've got enough muscle in there.
Yeah.
We've got the low block, as Dave says. All good.
That's it. Yeah, absolutely. Well, look, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for listening. It's been lovely speaking to you all. Hope you've enjoyed listening. Mr. Rothney, thank you once again.
Well, it's a pleasure.
And Mr. Klein, thank you.
You're very welcome.
And thanks a lot. That's another episode of The Reducer. Done and done. We'll be more regular than now. We've got over all of our summer stuff. So hopefully we'll be back to the drudgery of life, just like the rest of you. See you soon.